Good morning. It's so good to have you back with us for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. With me in the studio, Pastor Ken Keltner, our senior pastor, and Pastor Tom Ebert. And Tom, you've been sharing with us about graduating from college, Bible college, and missions and Bible major and pastoral studies. Got married and decided I'm going to go in the ministry, right? So then I believe you began pastoring a church. Seminary didn't really work out well for you. Mm-hmm. You did some correspondence courses. So you just kind of began pastoring. Mm-hmm. Pick it up from there.
Yeah. We started our family, started having kids. The traditional seminary didn't work for me, so I was doing correspondence work. And then the Lord opened up the door. We were in Indiana, and the church I was in were really needing some pastoral leadership. And so I ended up, and I was already preaching. They had already asked me to start preaching.
Okay.
And there was a sort of a team of men in this church, and we would share the pulpit. And so that's where I started off. And they paid me, I think I got paid $800 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had a cleaning job. So I was cleaning, and I think I lived on $1,100 a month. And we had cheap housing there.
Okay, yeah.
And so nobody could figure out. They always asked me, How can you do this? So I said, well, the Lord gave me a really cheap house. But we outgrew that house at one point because we started with two kids, and then we had three kids, and then we had four kids all in this house. It was like a two-bedroom house, you know? So it was getting really crowded.
That second bedroom was like a monkey cage, wasn't it?
So we were in there. I'd pastored several, pretty much stayed in the Midwest. We were in Indiana, Nebraska for 7 years, and then we went to Iowa. While I was in Nebraska studying with some different professors that really loved Jewish missions, the Lord really impressed upon my heart. And I knew my Jewish background, and it just really, Romans 1:16 just exploded in my mind.
Quote that again for us.
And that is, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first,
yeah,
and also to the Gentile. And it just, I couldn't get it out of my head.
Right.
And I realized that, and of course, I'm in Nebraska, there's no Jews around.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided we would start supporting Jewish missions.
Okay.
So we started supporting, you know, some friends of Israel's and others, and we started having them in our church, hearing stories of Jews coming to Christ. And it was just a blessing to see that. And the Lord really impressed upon my heart,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
as I was, seeing this, and I started preaching it.
Okay.
And then the Lord said, Tom, don't just preach it. Why don't you go do it?
No, Lord, it's easier just to preach it.
So we really started moving in that direction. And, you know, I first mentioned it to Lauren. Laura's part Jewish, too. But she didn't get it. You know, I said, what do you think about going into Jewish mission? She's looked at me like real puzzled, like, what are you talking about? You
know, right,
I'm a pastor's
right.
wife. What are you talking
right,
about?
Right, right.
So it took a while. It took a process of years. And then we went to Iowa. And while we were at Iowa, then, you know, the Lord really changed her heart, and she was much more open to it.
Okay.
And we just realized, you know, this is really the direction God wants us in an area where there's Jewish people, where we
right.
can really reach out to Jews and reach Jewish people. And so we had 16 years in the pastorate, and then we decided we were going to just resign our church
okay.
and go raise support
okay.
and go somewhere. We prayed and looked at all different areas, and the Lord impressed Milwaukee upon us.
Mm-hmm.
It was a smaller area. We had a lot of kids, too. You know, go to New York or go to these big cities. I'd be on deputation for 10 years. You know?
Right, right.
And so we had to find something that we could do it in a few years,
okay.
raise the amount of money, and then go minister. So Milwaukee had 32,000 Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And we really felt that was a good place to plant ourselves.
Right.
We met Sam Horn, and he wanted to do a church plant. So it all fit together
right.
with what we were doing. So that was in 2008 when we began.
Okay.
We took us 3 years to raise support.
Uh-huh.
And then 2011, October 2011, we launched the church.
There are folks listening to this broadcast this morning that I'm sure, Pastor Tom, are saying, we know a Jewish person, neighbor, coworker, whatever, we just aren't sure how to try to have an impact with them for Christ. Can you mm-hmm. share something that might encourage them, might
sure.
help them?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think with having a relationship with them, it goes a long way.
Right.
They can see Jesus in you and see the reality of your faith. It says in Romans 11:11 that part of Gentile salvation was to provoke the Jews to jealousy. And part of that, what that means is that they should see Christ in your life to the extent yeah. where they say, hey, wow, I'd like to have what they have.
Right.
Yeah, I want that relationship.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, but, you know, Jewish people like to answer questions. And so I always try to, you know, I always say, well, where do you go to synagogue? Well, I don't go to synagogue, you know, or they'll say, what kind of synagogue? Is it an Orthodox? And so you try to find out a little bit about them.
Okay.
And then I usually say, so you think like there's a real Messiah coming? Uh-huh. I'll ask them a question like that because right. most of Judaism doesn't even believe that anymore. They believe in an age of peace is going to come, but they don't believe in a personal Messiah. Orthodox do. So you try to find out, you try to ask questions, and sometimes it just gets you into a conversation. And that's really one of the main things.
So relationship first.
Relationship.
And then questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? You know, you talked about the Orthodox.
Well, there's different branches of Judaism. So you got Reformed is very, very liberal. And then you have Conservative, which is sort of somewhat liberal and not really conservative, even though they call themselves conservative. And then you have your Orthodox, which would be much more strict. Orthodox would have a lot in common with us. They believe there's a real Messiah coming. They take the Bible literally.
Okay. The Old Testament.
In the Old Testament, yeah. Exactly, yes. Yeah. And then, you know, you have ultra-Orthodox, the Hasidic movement.
Mm.
And they would be similar, too. They take it very seriously as far as what the Bible says.
Yeah, and about that, I mean, the Bible is a Jewish book.
Absolutely,
you know, 64,
yes.
If you say Hebrews was written by the mm-hmm. Apostle Paul, you have 64 books basically written by Jewish
right.
men, again, under the inspiration of God, mm-hmm. you know, or Luke and Acts written by a Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and right. then you have all your Old Testament prophets. You have mm-hmm. the disciples. You have Christ himself, you know, mm-hmm. coming from the— from the right. tribe of Judah. And so you have, it's Jewish, 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 mm-hmm. Jewish, Jewish.
Right.
So the Orthodox really adhere to that, but those that are more liberal wouldn't really adhere to the Bible in that?
Yeah, it just doesn't mean a whole lot to them, mm-hmm. you know.
So to them then, do they even consider salvation? Or eternal life in any way?
Yeah, not in the way we really do. I mean, a liberal Jew, that you know, they're... Yeah, when they look at a Christian, a liberal Jew, you know, if you talk to them and you tell them about Jesus, oh, that's so wonderful for you, you know. talking to an Orthodox, you may not get that reaction from an Orthodox, you know, so wonderful for you, you know. But they would, you would have a whole lot of interaction on the scriptures because they really believe it. They would take that more literally.
You're back on the Orthodox.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. So
what scriptures then in the Old Testament have you found to be most effective as you're answering Jewish questions?
Greatest chapter in the Bible to get a Jew to look at and read is Isaiah 53.
Right. Yep.
More Jews have gotten saved through Isaiah 53 than any other chapter in the entire Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They read it and they go, oh, that's Jesus. You don't have to tell them.
Yeah.
They read it and they know it. They know it, right?
Too many similarities. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the rabbis have concocted a system where they've removed Isaiah 53.
Yeah, exactly.
They have partial readings, and they go Isaiah 52, Isaiah 54. They don't put it in there. And I heard a rabbi on Israeli radio, someone asked him that. Why don't you read that? And he said, well, it's confusing. We don't want to confuse the people.
Isn't that amazing? Isaiah 52 is quoted in Romans by Paul in chapter 14, and basically Isaiah 52 is all about the man of Isaiah 53.
Mm, right, sets it up.
Yeah, yeah. And so right. I noticed that when the Dead Sea Scrolls came here to Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to see Isaiah,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think they had Isaiah 53 in the display. I mean, they had the book of Isaiah, but...
It's a huge scroll.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a huge
like
scroll.
10 feet long or something like that. Yeah.
But I was looking for Isaiah 53, and
okay.
I don't know. I thought, who took Isaiah 53 out?
I didn't notice that. I mean, I saw it, but I didn't really check for that.
Yeah.
I should have. I feel ashamed.
We're talking to Pastor Tom Ebert from Shalom Baptist Church here in the Mequon area. Pastor Tom, you have a burden for the Jew first, but also to the Gentiles.
Yes.
And so consequently, your church ministry is a kind of like a double-barrel shotgun, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Present the gospel to everyone that you meet.
John 3:16, he died for the world.
Right.
And so he died for the Jew and Gentile together. But he did specifically tell us to go to the Jew.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What questions do they have for you?
For Jewish people?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Of course, I don't go to the synagogues anymore. I went to them. It's caused some trouble. But
can anybody just go to a synagogue?
Anybody can go. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not real user friendly. You know, they don't really bend over backwards. But you know, if you come, they'll be happy to. And they'll ask you. They'll say, "Why are you here?" And you know, "Are you Jewish?" They want to know. They'll probe you a little bit, and you can just tell them. You know, if you're a Gentile, just tell them, "Well, I'm a Gentile, but I want to see what it's like to worship in a synagogue." And they usually let you stay. Most of the time, they're pretty friendly. You know, I had people even in synagogue come up to me and say, on two different occasions, they said, "Can you tell me what the difference between a Baptist and a Catholic are?" Isn't that an interesting question? And I tell you what, right in the synagogue, they asked me that.
So you get to go through the gospel.
And I went right through the gospel, sitting right in the synagogue. I told them, Baptists believe this, Catholic, with faith alone versus works, you know. Well, yeah. So, and I've had a few other questions. One guy found out I was a Christian. He's like, "Are you a Zionist?" I was like, "Well, yeah, I am." "Oh, you're an evangelical." "Yeah, I'm an evangelical Zionist." And he went on, and he was sharing different things and asking me just basic questions about Christians and attitudes.
I had a Christian ask me the other day, "What is a Messianic Jew?"
That's a big question. I don't have enough time to
give us a Reader's Digest version.
Yeah, well, the Messianic movement, what I would say is you're either a Messianic Jew or a Messianic Gentile, right? Because if you're saved, you get the Messiah.
Right.
But this whole thing became a movement, and a lot of Messianic Judaism, Messianic Christianity, they want to incorporate a lot of the Jewish practices. It's kind of like a sanctified synagogue. We're really going to get up and do pre-written prayers? Jesus opposed that. Because they had it in his day.
I see.
But so many of these, and I think they're just misled. It's very confusing. And I don't want to say there's not some good believers in it and Jews are getting saved through it. They are. But I think it gets more and more confusing all the time. And there's more of these people that get into the Messianic movement. They end up converting into Judaism.
So a Messianic Jew would believe that Jesus is the Messiah?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, there is a heretical branch of it, too, that denies.
There's always a heretical branch of something.
Yeah, that's right. But there's a radical side of Messianic Judaism would say Jesus wasn't divine. It's like the Ebionites in church history that were mm-hmm. condemned.
Right.
You know, when I was in New York City, they kept asking me when I'd go talk to some of the Jewish folks.
Okay.
They would ask me, "Are you here with Jews for Jesus?" Oh. And I said, "No." And he goes, "Well, then I'll talk to you."
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so there yes. still is a hostility with more Orthodox Jews towards Jesus or not.
Yes, to a certain degree, yeah. And the thing is, Jews for Jesus, very evangelistic, but they're very in your face, and they've created a lot of, maybe unnecessarily, you know, they've created an upheaval. And so the Jews hate them. They just hate Jews for Jesus.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know, but the way they pull up on a bus and they charge, and sometimes it's a little overwhelming mm-hmm. to do that. And they can set missionary work back.
And they are Jews, though, right?
You have to be Jews for Jesus. You have to be Jewish. Yeah, I interviewed one. You have to be Jewish. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Guys, we've again run out of time. Pastor Tom Ebert, Shalom Baptist Church, Mequon, Wisconsin. Be praying for that ministry. Pastor Tom, thank you so much for your life and testimony and the blessing that you are to us. You encourage us to carry out to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. Folks, until next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.